Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at TERO.com.
It is Monday, and that means it's Laura Kennard Day. It says so right on the calendar, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you've looked lately or not, but right there it says, on my day timer, it says, Laura Kennard Day, and that happens every single Monday. And Laura is from Drake University, DMAC, as well as DMBizMixer.com, and curate, wow, the runway at South. You got a lot of things going on, kid.
Yeah, so I'll just mention it's Curated Growth,
right?
So that you don't get it confused with that lovely event center Curate downtown. And it's really, I guess you'd call it kind of a boutique consulting firm that's working on curating resources for primarily small businesses,
right,
and startups. As part of that project, we have the Runway, which is an incubation space and also an event space for businesses and people trying to get some ideas off the ground.
And, of course, we will have links to the Runway up on our radio blog so you can see what she's talking about.
Absolutely. And so as part of that, as part of entrepreneurship, I also teach digital marketing and teach entrepreneurship. So
yeah,
that's kind of how it all fits together, I guess. Des Moines Business, the DM Biz Mixer is something we've done for a long time. And that is really also helping businesses understand opportunities that they have to learn and to network.
Right.
So, actually, today, I have to think for a minute if people could get quickly enough over here. So we probably better start with our later in the afternoon things. A couple of things popped up that I don't usually notice because there's a lot of end-of-year holiday parties with all of the chambers. So
sure,
that's something you'll probably have to head on over to the Greater Des Moines Partnership and just see all of the sort of open houses and thank yous and fun get-togethers that are going on. So there's a bunch of those. But we also have just some things that are kind of ending out the year. One thing that I noticed Monday night is, so tonight later, 6 to 7:30 is Talk of the City. And that's going to actually be at the City of Des Moines. It's by the City of Des Moines, and it's at the Des Moines Public Library. Pretty big group are coming. So the main public library downtown, which is at 1000 Grand Avenue. And this is where city leaders really are able to address and have an open forum to talk about key issues that are facing the city coming up.
Of course, you know, Des Moines just reelected Mayor Frank County for
another
4-year term.
What a race,
yeah,
right?
It was a tight race. And I had friends on both sides of that battle. And but I was I'm grateful that that is now behind us and we get to move on with more progress for the great city of Des Moines.
But I think that, you know, when you obviously county has been in that role for a while, and there's also been some really great things that have come out, especially in downtown. And you know, but that it definitely called some attention to some other areas that haven't been addressed. And I think that's important to have someone challenge that. And hopefully some of those discussions then continue. And I know that Jack Hatch really vowed to continue to work towards the things that were really important on his agenda. So so hopefully lots of good things for the city comes out of that.
So city leaders tonight at the main library.
Tonight at the main library. So then Wednesday, we will not, my understanding is 1 Million Cups is sort of like taking their holiday hiatus because they had their holiday party last week and they'll be picking that back up in January. But if you want to swing by something that might be kind of fun and different, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. They're having a they're calling it a December social. It's at the Art Terrarium, which is a little place downtown that I've seen a few times. They have lots of little classes and workshops, and it's a creative space. And they don't often have events that they, you know, are hosting like that. Again, it kind of comes into play
the
with all
art
this
Art Terrarium.
Stuff. It's called the Art Terrarium. And it is, I'll give you the exact location, which is 106 11th Street, downtown. So it's on a short little street kind of the west side of downtown, not the East Village side, which we usually talk about with stuff like that, but they are having a social gathering. And then also there's a holiday happy hour the same night for the World Food Prize. So you can open to learn a little bit more about, and there's a bunch of people also attending that. World Food Prize Hall, of course, is at 100 Locust Inn,
sure.
What used to be the former library.
Mm-hmm.
Repositioned to the, it's a beautiful building, yes. And it's a festive evening at the World Food Prize where you can learn more about what they do, and they're just having a get-together.
It surprises me a little bit that people wouldn't know what the World Food Prize does.
it's dialogue related to food, but I guess, you know, we always hear about the big event that they have, and
sure.
There's all sorts of things that they're involved in, you know, year-round. So also then Thursday, December 12th, there is Trixie's holiday open house. I'm mentioning that because...
It's Aveda, right?
It's an Aveda salon. Right. She actually owns, Trisha Rivas actually owns a few salons around Des Moines. But in addition to that, she has a nonprofit that is won quite a few awards for the work that they do in helping people in hospice care. Also, she's just so active in the chamber and just supporting all
person.
Small business owners.
She just received an award from the Business Journal.
The same one that you were on, right?
Yes. And as one of the 19 people in 2019 that are making a difference, Trisha Rivas is just an outstanding person. So
that's the Trixie's Holiday Open House, and that will be all day long, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Thursday. So all day. Visit their multiple salon locations around town. I'm familiar most with the one on the south side.
Right.
So also then on... Thursday, December 12th, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., talking about this a little bit, this is the Chris Snyder event.
Yes.
It's going to be at the Holiday Inn, Des Moines downtown. YouTube to TikTok, creating compelling social videos.
Right.
So that would be a really good
one. It would be. You know, I wish I could go. I just can't. No,
what?
Of course not. I can't go. You know. But it would be interesting to see his cliff notes on that because... you know, we're so heavily involved in social media and in video.
Yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, the other day, I have to just tell you about this because this was kind of fun. Every day I do a quick video about what is on the Business News Hour, okay? And that goes all over the place. And one day I just decided I was not going to appear in it. I was just going to voice over. And then all of the businesses that I talked about in the national and international news segment...
Mm-hmm.
I just went out and got images that mirrored what the conversation was about, and then put them all together in a, 50-second video, and put that out, and then did the voiceover. So it was really kind of, you know, it was very different. Yeah, very different. And, you know, people said, wow, that's kind of cool. We don't get to see your face, but we get to... See the
well, and
essence.
You have that great voice, so you're good for the voiceovers.
So anyway, it was kind of fun to do, and but compelling video. It's so important for business people to understand how to do that, and there's so many tools out there now.
There's a lot of tools out there for creating video, and hopefully Chris will shine a light on some of those things that you can use for social video. I mean, I don't think it necessarily replaces some key video pieces that you create with a professional, but these are just those small social videos that you still want it to look nice, and you want to have some good tips, like, you know, different things that can make the lighting better, etc. And but also, the reason why that's so important is because practically, well... I can't think of a social media platform right now that doesn't have a video component to it, because even LinkedIn has added live. You know, TikTok is all about video. Of course, YouTube. But Instagram is like very primarily IGTV. And
it's all over.
It's all the video is on every platform. So it kind of begs you to figure out how you might be able to do that on some level.
Yeah. And this is an interesting statistic. Last year in 2018, 93% of marketers said that they were switching lots of their content to video.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just,
Well, people like to just be able to kind of watch things.
Watch things and get it on their time.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
so important.
Yeah. So another thing that is coming up on, well, this is coming up actually on Friday, December 13th. So December
Friday 13th, the 13th,
Friday
we got one coming, huh?
We do have one coming
All right.
up.
Right. My kind
yeah,
of
I
day.
Didn't, I didn't realize that until I spoke it out loud, but there it is, Friday the 13th. So they are having all day a winter farmer's market, which is at Hy-Vee Hall. In case you were missing the farmer's market downtown, you can catch this winter one at Hy-Vee Hall. But also, there is later on in the evening at Gravitate Co-working downtown. This is more for people that are into technology, but they're having a networking night for people that want to test games and who are game designers. So if you're kind of into that, you want to network with people who are programmers. A lot of them, you know, besides game design, they're good programmers.
Right.
And maybe get an opportunity to test some cool things that they've been working on, or get people to play some of the things that you've been developing. They are having a playtest game design and networking night at Gravitate Co-working downtown. So that is something that would
be also on Friday.
Fun. Yep, Friday. Nice. In the evening. So and then that winter's farmers market goes into Saturday as well. So you definitely can catch that on the next day as well. And so those are just some of the things. Of course, again, there's so many things with businesses saying thank you at this time of the year. So,
and then we get back to being mean in January.
Yeah, I guess so. That's when you, that's when you start working out and you're grumpy, right? So, but Santa will be at the zoo and all sorts of things coming up. And so a lot of what is going to kind of fill our business
right.
time from now until the end of the year are people that are having open houses, thank yous, holiday get-togethers, networking that's more social than business, which is still really important,
right.
you know, and also some talks that are kind of year-end, look forward to 2020, and so kind of be watching for that kind of stuff coming up. Definitely catch the Chris Snyder. I will say that next Tuesday, you know, they have those topical Tuesdays at the Iowa
yes.
Center for Economic Success. One that's going to be really interesting, just a little further out, is they're having a government contracting for small business workshop. So if that's something that you've been interested in getting into, there's an expert on that that will be talking about that. And also,
if you're a minority business owner, a person mm-hmm. of color or a female, they tend to like to do business with individuals who have that statistic behind them. So it might be very valuable for those of you who are so inclined.
Oh, and I just mentioned to you that there are a couple of things that are about getting ready for 2020 in social
right.
media. And speaking of Chris Snyder, that same day, that same Tuesday, but all day long, Des Moines Social Media Workshop, Getting Ready for 2020. And this is an all-day thing that's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if you can carve out that time on Tuesday, that would be fantastic again. Chris
this will
Snyder.
Be next Tuesday.
Yeah,
this
so
Tuesday.
A week from Tuesday, December 17th, is both the all-day social media workshop with Chris Snyder at Drake, and also you'll be able to catch that small business contracting event. So those are both
wow.
a little bit further out. But
good stuff.
Just some stuff happening just to close out the year.
All right.
So, all right.
Her name is Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen. Laura Kennard Day, every
Laura
Monday.
Laura Kennard Day, that's right.
You like that? We'll give you the key to the city next time.
Oh, are you able to do that?
I can do anything.
Okay. Very good. All right. We'll have a great rest of your
right.
week, everyone.
Thanks so much. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, Drake and DMAC and DM Biz Events for your hashtag, should you want to have her talk about your upcoming business education or networking event. That about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is, of course, Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.